Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Murder's the easy part. Covering it up, not so much. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
20 stab wounds. That's the number etched into the tragic story of Ellen Greenberg, a 27-year-old teacher whose life ended abruptly in her Philadelphia apartment in 2011. The case took a shocking turn when it was ruled a suicide, despite what many, including her own family, argued were glaring signs of foul play. Now, in an announcement that has left the public reeling, the Chester County District Attorney's Office declared that they are unable to move forward with criminal charges. The decision, delivered with the sterile precision of a legal formality, has done little to quell the firestorm of questions surrounding Ellen's death. For years, her family has been fighting against what they see as a gross miscarriage of justice. A suicide? With 20 stab wounds, some allegedly post-mortem? The numbers defy logic, and the circumstances have fueled speculation that goes beyond the usual courtroom drama. If nothing else, it forces us to ask, what happens when the pursuit of justice collides with the limitations of the law? The Greenberg case has long been a puzzle, a perfect storm of conflicting forensic opinions, institutional red tape, and a narrative that seems too implausible to accept. Ellen was discovered slumped against her kitchen cabinets, a knife still lodged in her chest. The scene at first glance suggested a violent end, but at whose hand? The initial homicide ruling seemed to confirm the worst, only to be inexplicably overturned by the medical examiner's office. Suicide, they said. Case closed, or so they thought. But this was far from over. Ellen's parents, Josh and Sandra Greenberg, couldn't reconcile the coroner's conclusion with the grisly facts. They sought answers, turning to private forensic experts and legal avenues to challenge the ruling. What they uncovered added layers to an already complex case. There were bruises on Ellen's body, inconsistent timelines, and those 20 stab wounds, some showing signs of hesitation, others suggesting forceful penetration. How could anyone self-inflict such injuries, let alone in the throes of ending their own life? The DA's recent statement emphasized a lack of evidence to meet the beyond a reasonable doubt standard. It was a stark reminder of the high bar set for criminal prosecutions. Yet, the announcement felt more like a wall than a threshold, a barrier erected against the family's quest for accountability. The case is now inactive, though not closed, leaving an open wound for those seeking answers. What's more, the timing of this decision raises eyebrows. Just as newly elected Attorney General Dave Sunday steps into office, the Greenberg case takes another dramatic twist. Could this be a coincidence? Or does it hint at something deeper, a reluctance to engage in a battle that might expose institutional flaws? The questions linger, as does the shadow cast over the justice system. The Greenberg family's legal team isn't backing down. Their latest move? A direct appeal to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court demanding a re-examination of Ellen's death certificate? The court's agreement to hear the case is monumental, signaling that the battle isn't over yet. But what does this mean for the DA's office, which has now washed its hands of the matter? More importantly, what could this development reveal about the systemic issues plaguing death investigations? In a case as polarizing as this, the forensic evidence becomes both a weapon and a shield. Independent experts have challenged the suicide ruling, pointing to anomalies that demand further scrutiny. They highlight injuries inconsistent with self-infliction and question the methodology of the original autopsy. Yet, without new DNA evidence or a confession, the case remains a frustrating tangle of facts and speculation. The Greenbergs aren't just fighting for Ellen. They're fighting against a system they believe failed her. Their persistence has turned this case into a flashpoint for broader discussions about forensic accountability and the limitations of the justice system. As the Supreme Court prepares to weigh in, the stakes couldn't be higher. A ruling in their favor could force the hand of local authorities, compelling them to reopen the investigation. It would also set a precedent, offering hope to other families navigating similar battles. The DA's office may have shelved the case, but Ellen Greenberg's story is far from over. Each new revelation pulls us deeper into a labyrinth of unanswered questions. Who, if anyone, is responsible for her death? And if justice remains elusive, what does that say about the system meant to deliver it? This is where we're at. A case that screams for clarity, for justice, yet somehow continues to stall in a fog of bureaucratic inertia and conflicting narratives. 20 stab wounds, folks. 20. And the official line? Suicide. I don't know about you, but I'd struggle to reconcile that without a whole lot of coffee and a whiteboard covered in question marks. Here's what's not sitting right with me. The DA's office says they can't proceed because the evidence doesn't meet the beyond a reasonable doubt standard. Fair enough. That's the legal threshold. But this isn't some minor infraction. We're talking about a woman who, according to multiple forensic experts, could not have inflicted many of those wounds on herself. So, if not Ellen, who? And why does it feel like the system is bending over backward to avoid answering that question? There's also this eerie sense of timing. Just as Pennsylvania swears in a new attorney general, we get this announcement that the case is going inactive. Now, I'm not suggesting a grand conspiracy, but the optics aren't great, are they? It's like watching a magician's sleight of hand. You know something's happening, but you can't quite figure out how. And then there's the toll on the family. Imagine being told that your daughter's brutal death was self-inflicted, despite every shred of logic screaming otherwise. The Greenbergs have been through the ringer, legal battles, public scrutiny, the whole nine yards. And yet they persist. Why? Because they know something's wrong. And that persistence, that unyielding drive for the truth, is a testament to the human spirit's refusal to accept a lie. Where do we go from here? The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has a chance to step in, to correct the record, and maybe, just maybe, force the system to take a hard look at itself. But until that happens, we're left with more questions than answers. And in a case like this, those unanswered questions are a haunting reminder of how easily the pursuit of justice can get derailed. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works.
For members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.